Okay, I'll get started on the second session.
我们第二段课程。
Let me just bring up the pie chart again.
我们继续来看一下刚才那张图。
So just now I talked a little bit about the Protestant denominations.
我们刚刚谈到这个新教的教派。
So again, the true biblical teaching about churches is that there is no denominations. Any denomination is not biblical.
其实根据圣经的教义是不可以有教派的。
Paul got upset about this and he wrote to the Corinthian church and said, some of you are breaking off and you say, I follow Titus or I follow Paul. And another says, I follow Jesus. He was warning about denominations.
保罗呢，他就有一次呢，对哥林多教会的人呢，非常不开心、不高兴，就是因为呢，他说这些哥林多教会的每一个会众啊，有的是说要跟随着保罗的学习，有些人跟随着谁谁谁，就不同的牧者的一些说法，他们就要跟着这个，跟着那个，就好像有个选择，还有人说，我要跟着耶稣。
What you have to remember is that the church has established there's two main components when you talk about the word church, and one is the universal church. And universal church means every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ from the day of Pentecost until the end of the church age, which is at the rapture. So anybody who is a believer in Jesus Christ, who's been baptized by the Holy Spirit and is born again, these people make up the universal church. We call it the universal, means the overall church.
我们要了解就是从这个五旬节圣灵降临日开始，整个就是所谓的教会时期，教会的这个时代，一直到教会时代结束，也就是我们所有的基督徒被提的那一刻，这个整个过程中，所有的在 这个时间内，他去相信耶稣基督，他得到重生了的所有的人，他们基本上都应该是属于一个所谓大宇宙的教会，他不应该再分门别派。So
we can define this as every believer in Christ. Remember, in Christ means you've believed in Jesus Christ in the church age.
在教会时代的每一个在基督里的人， 他们都是属于这个所谓宇宙的教会。Yeah,
and often in scripture it's actually referred to as the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head, and then we all make up the body. And these are the believers that have died already or the believers in the future, but everybody who has believed in Jesus Christ in the church age.
而我们呢，所有的在这个教会时代的每一个在基督里的人，他基本上 跟耶稣基督合为一体，耶稣是头，我们是这个教会的身体。Yeah,
and you often hear the term like brothers and sisters in Christ. What that really means is that if you meet a Christian, a born-again Christian, and it doesn't matter what denomination they're from, they could be from the Baptists or the Pentecostals or even a Catholic, if they've believed in Christ for their salvation, they are your brother in Christ.
而我们呢， 碰到任何基督徒，就算他是天主教徒，或者是任何一个派别的，自认为是那个派别的人，他们都是我们在基督里的兄弟姐妹。Yeah,
but again, they have to have been saved. You can't become a brother in Christ with somebody who says they're a Christian but they've never really believed. And there are a lot of those people in the world.
但是呢，所谓是我们的在基督里的兄弟姐妹的人，他必须都是要相信耶稣基督的，因为有一些人他自认为自称为基督徒，但他其实并没有真正的相信，那他当然就不是那些人就不是我们的兄弟姐妹。When
I was more than maybe 19 or 20, I guess, I traveled from Australia to Indonesia for the first time. And on the little piece of paper you have to fill in to enter the country, you have your name and passport and things like that. And they said religion, you had to write down your religion.
在很多年以前，Tim有一次从澳洲到那个印尼， 然后下飞机到机场的时候，他要填一张卡，那卡上面就是要他写出他的宗教信仰。
And I said to the, I can't remember, I think I was at the passport desk or something. I said to the person, I don't have a religion. And they said, oh, yeah, but you're a Christian. They said, you are a Christian because you're a white person from a white country. You are a Christian.
So you were not a Christian?
Back then, I was an atheist, really.
而当时呢，听他就告诉那个海关的人说，我没有宗教。然后那个海关的人就说，你是基督教。然后他说，我不是啊。他说，你是白人，你就是基督教。
Yeah.
但实际上在当时，听他应该还是算是无神论者。
Yeah, and in their point of view, and I found this as I traveled through the country, they couldn't accept that a person did not have a religion. Most of them are Muslims, so there's a lot of Hindus in certain places as well, and they have their own religions. But for them, it was just, they couldn't bring it into their mind that a person did not believe in a God or have a religion.
在像一些穆斯林或者是印度教的一些国家的人呢，他们根本无法想象有人是没有宗教信仰的。
Many people would ask you, well, what religion are you? And in the end, I just say, I'm a Christian, just to make them happy.
所以到后来，因为他在那边，很多人都会问他说，哎，那你是什么宗教的？他实在没办法了，就所以也不想跟人家争辩了，他只好就说他是基督教，基督徒，因为否则的话，人家都不相信他没有宗教信仰。
And I think that's how a lot of people doing surveys write down, well, people expect me to be a Christian, I'm from a Western nation, so I'll say I'm a Christian.But a true Christian, if you're going to be brothers in Christ or in the body of Christ, again, you have to have believed in Christ.
所以在很多西方的国家，大家都会这么自以为，别人也以为他就是一个西方人，就应该是一个基督徒。所以很多人就会告诉人家说，哦，我是基督徒，我是基督教。但实际上呢，一个人他是不是跟我们这些基督徒是在耶稣基督的身体的这个教会里的所谓弟兄姐妹，是他必须真的相信。
Now you do have particular denominations. Now we talk about having many denominations in Christianity and even Catholicism. They will all teach differently.But within those denominations, you will have people that are saved and some who are unsaved.
所以在不同的教派，也许他们的教导不太一样，所以就还是会发生，就是你在这个基督徒，他是基督徒的，或基督教里面的某一个教派里面，有些人他其实是得救的，有些人却还没有得救。
So even within Catholicism as well,Like I've mentioned before how being in the Philippines, most Catholics think that they have to rely on the church to give them some kind of a salvation. If they follow the rules of the church, if they follow the Ten Commandments, if they're faithful and they go and do the, what do they call it, the sacraments, you have to take the wine and take the bread. We call it communion. But for the Catholics, they call it the sacraments. You have to go to church, you have to do the rituals. They say if you do the rituals,Then you might be saved. Might be saved.
而对于天主教徒来讲呢，他们整个的神学教导就是说，你作为一个教徒，你必须要遵守十戒啊，你必须要我们称之为圣餐啊，然后呢，你必须要有一些仪式的行为。那这些都做好了，你才有可能得救，还不一定得救。就是他有一大堆的规矩。那你就会天天在想说，哦，我到底得救了没？那我做坏事会不会没得救
？And because of that attitude, a lot of Catholics that I would talk to in the Philippines, they were not saved. You just through, you could have a two-minute conversation, and you realize this person was not saved.
所以在菲律宾的时候呢 ，Tim 他就发现，就是说，你跟这些所谓的天主教徒聊一聊天。谈两分钟的话，你就会清楚说，哎，这个人他有没有得到真理？他有没有真正相信耶稣基督？他是不是真的得救了
？But occasionally you would meet people and they were Catholics, you know, they adhere to the Catholic Church, but they would say, "Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I know I've been born again." They're born again Catholics. They are saved.
They're saved. 但是你如果碰到天主教徒，然后他跟他说他相信耶稣基督，而且他已经重生。他就真的是得救的了。
So, yeah, within the Catholic Church and their teachings, there are aspects. A priest only needs to be talking about John 3:16, for example, and that's enough to save a person if the priest is going to mention that verse and maybe some other gospel verses.
对天主教来讲，只要神父他会对他的信众讲说，你要相信约翰福音3:16的这个经句的话，基本上那个人相信了，他就得救了。
And that goes for the same for Protestant denominations. You have some Protestant denominations and they teach very little Bible. And they're always emphasizing activities and they're emphasizing maybe the songs and the dances and things like that. But again, you know, within those denominations, you have some people that are saved and some are not. It depends on what message they heard and what they believed.
而即使是在这个新教里面，就是我们一般讲的基督徒啊，他也一样，很多的教会里面太过强调于唱诗，然后跳舞，然后一些活动，有非常多的活动，但是他有没有真的把让人可以得救的这些教导教到他的这些基督徒的身上？如果他们有，那这个人，这些教友们都得救了。如果那个牧师没有真正的教导，那他们就没有得救。
To me, the ones that are closest to true Christian doctrine is the non-denominational Protestant churches. They're the ones that are spending more time teaching. They're the ones that have a more accurate presentation of the gospel message.
而在听的经验里面呢，反而是那些独立教派，不能讲教派，就独立的教会，好，他们比较重视圣经的教导。然后能够让大家学习到更多神要给我们所讲的这个教义。
Now, just to give you a little bit of history about the Protestant Church as well, Martin Luther started the Protestant we call Reformation in 1517.
现在提到这个新教呢，其实是在1517年马丁路德哈他提出来的一个宗教改革。他的一个宣言里面才开始走进新教。他原本也是 he was a priest.
Yeah, he was a Catholic priest.
That's right. 因为马丁路德原本呢，他就是一个天主教的一个神父神职人员。然后他发现整个天主教的做法是不符合圣经的。
And at the time, the Catholic Church was really teaching from their own policies, their own doctrine. But they would not let people actually study the Bible.See, the idea was, we have made our theology, and this is what you need to learn. You don't need to read the Bible. That's the job of only a very specialized few people, the very high-ranking people.
而且呢，在那个时代啊，已经整个天主教的状况是，他们已经把很多的他们想要让教友们，就是会众们了解的事情，写成像是一个规章。所以呢，所有的天主教徒是不用读圣经的。反而是只有教会里面最高的那几个人啊，才有机会去读圣经。他们并不强调要读圣经。
And Martin Luther was more of an independent thinker, so he was doing his own studies. And he realized as he studied the Bible, and he was a Greek scholar, and I believe his Hebrew was pretty good, so he was studying from the original languages. And he realized that what they're teaching in this Catholic Church is wrong. A lot of things are just totally wrong.
而马丁路德是一个 学问很好的学者、哦、那他显然也应该是读得懂这个希伯来文跟希腊文的，所以他呢就有机会研读圣经的时候，他就说发现整个天主教的整个教导是错误的，是完全不符合圣经的。
And so what he did was he actually wrote down 95, they called it the 95 theses or 95 points about whereThe Catholic doctrine had gone wrong from the Bible, and he pointed it out, 95 different areas of incorrect doctrine.
而他就写了一个95点的一个论文，就是等于是95篇论文，去把那当时的天主教的整个教导的教义啊，是不符合圣经的，全部都把它写出来。
And he took those pieces of paper or the scrolls or whatever they were and he nailed it to the door of the Catholic building. I guess it was like a seminary that he was attending.
然后呢他们把他写的这个95个文章啊全部都贴在他常常去参加的那个天主教的教会的墙上。
See, he was protesting about the current teaching of the Catholic Church. That's why we're called Protestants.
所以他其实是在抗议整个天主教的教导，所以才会跑出这个 Protestant 这个字来，那个 protest 那个字就是是抗议的人。
So we are protesting against the Catholic Church and everything that they were teaching for a thousand years.
所以等于是我们现在所有的这个所谓新教派的人，就是所谓抗议天主教错误教导的人。
It sounds like we're rebels. Now, when you have the word protest, it's like we were rebelling against the church, right?
那所以这样听起来，我们是不是都是悖逆的人啊？我们悖逆了原本传统的天主教派。
Yeah, and actually Martin Luther put himself in a lot of danger. He had to run away, and then he ran to, I think at the time he was in France, and he had to run to Germany, and then to...
And then he got married.
That's right, yeah, because originally he couldn't get married.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, there was, so that was the beginning of the Protestant Reformation. So after that, there was many other famous, like Calvin and Zwingli and these people, which became sort of like, that they were joining together and learning together, and then they would spread their teaching.
They have a school. Many people came to his house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But for many times, actually, he was, and a lot of the other teachers, they were persecuted by the Catholic Church, and many died. Actually, a lot of people had died or were put in prison.
就马丁路德他那个时候其实是非常惨的，因为他等于他的这个要他一等于是非常少数他的跟随者一起来对抗恐怖巨大的罗马天主教的这个帝国，所以他当时必须要逃跑，然后要躲藏，然后后来他们有一些人呢是赞成他的，就后来都聚到他家来，他还要想办法养活这些人，因为他们都在一起在研究圣经，而且很多人被抓，而且很多人被处死，就是其实是他们在那个时代是受到非常非常多的一个，应该是怎么样，不能讲欺凌，他根本就是迫害，对，要迫害。
And these people, they did a lot of writing as well. So people like Luther and Calvin, he was a very famous theologist at the time. They did a lot of writing, which really changed people's attitude towards the Bible. And one of the things he said was that the Catholic Church does not have the authority to do the things that they're doing. That's why the Catholic Church were getting very annoyed, angry.
当时呢，他们那个马丁路德和他的那一群伙伴们啊，他们做非常多的这个论文的书写，他们写非常多的文章来讲说这个罗马的天主教的这个整个系统是多么的错误，他们是没有资格来介于人与神之间的。
Yeah, a couple of the major points were that salvation was by faith through grace, you know, or by grace through faith. It wasn't through works. It wasn't through doing the works that the Catholic Church wanted you, or to give your money to the Catholic Church. It was by believing in Jesus Christ.
而他们最重要的其中一个论点就是我们现在常常在讲的，就是你要相信耶稣基督，你就得救，而不是要经由你很为教会做很多的功而得救。同时呢，所谓的救恩，它是神白白的赐给我们的，不是经由你的做的功。
The Catholic Church had even made up a doctrine, and actually a lot of their doctrines didn't come from the Bible, but there would be people that had visions from other saints, from dead saints, for example, and that saint, the dead saint, or maybe an angel would talk to them.And then this somehow would become part of the doctrine of the Catholic Church. So there's a lot of, we would call that demonic activity to make up what the Catholic Church believes.
而且 在那个时候呢，的天主教这么多年的传承下来，他们很多很多的所谓的教义啊，其实不是在根据圣经来的。他们是说神职人员，他们说是某一个所谓死去的圣人来跟他讲的，然后他就把它写下来的，所以当时等于是都是一些伪造出来的一些圣经教义。
One of the Catholic doctrines is that there's a place halfway between the earth and hell called purgatory, where the dead people, they go down to purgatory. It's like a halfway place. And if you're in pain, if you suffer, like a hell, you suffer in this hell for many, many, many years, and if you've suffered long enough, then you can go to heaven.That's totally not biblical.
然后呢，他们甚至呢有一个很可怕的一个自己发明出来的理论，就是说，在我们的人生活的地球跟所谓的地狱之间，还有一个中途站。就说如果呢你呢在这个中途站呢，你犯了什么坏事，你在这个中途站待得够久的话呢，你是有机会再回到上面来的。
Yeah, you can look up this word here later. Maybe it's called purgatory. That's the name that the Catholics give it. You won't find it in the Bible because it's not in the Bible, of course. The Catholics made it up.
这个字呢叫做 purgatory,好像是炼狱，是不是？ 可炼狱 sounds worse than hell.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, it's a really bad place. But they're saying that after a long time, if you've suffered for long enough, it's like you paid off your sins, you've paid off your debt, and then you can go straight to heaven.
Oh, 他说他们自己捏造出来的这个说法是说在人死后呢不会直接下到地狱，它中间还会有一个炼狱，中间那个炼狱你如果在那边待得够久的话呢，你基本上是可以把你所有的在人间的罪恶的赎回，然后最后你还是有机会上到天堂。可是这样子的一个理论其实是完全跟不是来自圣经的，就是完全是不对的。
But the Catholic Church would say, well, okay, you have this person here in your family. He wasn't a very good man. Well, we all agree he wasn't very good. And he's in purgatory now. But if you give us lots of money, we will pray for him. And then he can get out of purgatory very quickly and go to heaven. But, you know, the more money you give us, the more we'll pray for him.
所以呢他们天主教的教会呢会跟一个人的家人说，哎，你的这个亲友哈做了很多坏事，然后呢他死了就会到炼狱去，但是在炼狱呢还不算他的终结，如果你给我很多钱我们为他祷告干嘛的话，你最后这个人还是有机会上天堂，所以基本上是一个敛财的一个说法。
Totally unbiblical, and obviously you can see the greed of the church. They obviously just want the money.
所以这完全是不符合圣经教义的，但是你也看得出来那个宗教他的那种贪财，他完全就是要钱而已。
Yeah, and even today, you know, they still have this doctrine of purgatory in the Catholic Church, and I guess people are still giving lots of money to the Catholic Church to try to get their dead relatives to go to heaven quickly.
而现在呢，现今的天主教呢，这个所谓炼狱的这个说法呢，还是存在的。所以很多人他们天主教都还是以为他捐献很多钱给教会的话，他的亲友，就死去的亲友还有机会去天堂。
The Bible is very clear that when you die, when you leave this earth, you're either going to be a believer at that point, at which time you go to heaven, or if you're an unbeliever, first you go to torments, and then you await for the great white throne judgment. There's no way of getting out of hell. If you die as an unbeliever, that's it.
叫按根据我们现在圣经所读的，就是所有的人死后呢，如果他不是一个相信耶稣基督的信徒，他死后呢就是会到一个地底下的这个等待的地方，好，然后他们就要在那边地狱里面一直等着这个大白宝座的审判，就是当所有的人类的这个历史结束的那一天，他们要被大白宝座审判，然后审判完就是去火湖被烧死了，所以他是完全没有机会去天堂了。
Another example of what Martin Luther was protesting about as well is he went to 1 Peter chapter 2, and there's like verse 5 and verse 9 where Peter was talking about in the book of 1 Peter. It says that we are all priests in Jesus Christ.
在彼得前书二章五到九节。
Yeah, that's right, 5 and 9. Verse
5, 第五节跟第九节里面有很清楚的讲到说我们都是神的祭司。
Yeah, that means that we represent ourselves before God.
这代表的是我们是可以能够代表我们自己去跟神说话的。
If you need to name your sins, you do that directly to God.
所以当你要向神天父认罪，你就直接跟天父认罪了。
If you want to speak to God, you can speak directly to God the Father. You don't need to go through a Catholic priest, and you don't need to talk to Mother Mary and Joseph and angels and things like that.
而当你想要跟天父说话，你就跟他说话了。你不需要经由圣母玛利亚、圣彼得这些过去的圣人。
And so that sort of broke the power of the Catholic Church over these people as well, knowing that they had this direct relationship with God, that they didn't need the Catholic Church to have this relationship.
而马丁路德在讲的这个大很重要的这个论点，基本上是摧毁了整个天主教的制度跟思考，所以变成这些天主教的教会完全是不需要存在的，所以是很大的一个事件，一个大的宗教革命。
Okay, but there's a lot of other things. Again, there's like 95 points that he made, taking verses from scripture, and that's, you know, how he would build his arguments, using scripture to protest against the Catholic Church.
实际上呢，马丁路德他不只讲了这些事情，他一共讲了95个论点，每一个论点都是根据圣经而来的，所以非常强而有力。
But talking about the Catholic Church, you see on this green chart here, obviously they're all included in Christianity. Yeah, and you have many sort of types of Catholicism. For example, they have here, you can see Eastern Orthodox.
而在这个绿色这一块，就是基督徒、基督教的这一大的这个饼之下呢，当然还是天主教还是属于他的，属于天主教的这个神学思想比较接近的就是东正教。
In Russia, you have like the Russian Orthodox, I guess, and then you have Greek Orthodox.
还有在俄罗斯也有他们的俄罗斯的正教，然后希腊也有希腊正教。
They call it Orthodox. Orthodox is really means straight. So they're saying that we're on the straight path. We have the straight way to God, but that's a big lie.
所谓的正教里，他的说法就是说，哦，我们就是那个真正神的最主要的直系的这个教，但是这个说法其实也是一个骗局。
Yeah, and actually you can spot these people, you can recognize them very easy because in their churches you have the people with the big pointy hats, and they wear the white clothes because they think that looks holy and they're doing lots and lots of rituals.
那这些正教，什么东正教、希腊正教，他们的这个祭司就是主教们啊，都很明显就可以看得出来，因为他们都会戴高帽子，然后穿上非常圣洁的白袍。
Okay,
然后他们想要表达出他们的宗教的地位跟他们的圣洁有多么的圣。
And then you have within this sort of this crowd of people, this group, these very religious people, it's called the Anglican Church. That's the Church of England.
好，那另外呢，有一个另外一种系统就是英国国教。
And remember that came about because it was Henry VIII. He wanted to get married again.And the Catholic Church wouldn't let him get divorced and get married. So he said, well, I'm going to make up my own church now. And the Anglican Church is still one of the biggest churches in England today.
而大家应该都还记得，就是英国国教的产生是因为呢，在亨利八世，他当时呢想要离婚，然后想要另外娶一个太太，但是罗马这个教皇那一边呢不准许他离婚再娶。所以呢，他这个亨利八世就很生气，他就决定自己成立他自己的宗教系统，因此就英国国教就成立了。而到目前为止，英国国教还是英国最大的一个教派。
So it's quite strange, you know, that this guy can make up his own church. He said, "Well, we're not going to worship the Pope anymore. You can worship me, I guess." I'm not quite sure how he started it off.
But are they more Catholic than?
Yeah, they're more Catholic than Protestant. They're sort of.Probably somewhere in the middle. Like one pastor I know, he calls them Catholic light, which means that they're not quite so many rituals. They still do a lot of rituals, but maybe not as many rituals as the Catholic Church. But the theology is very similar.
所以英国国教呢，它的整个神学的概念是跟天主教比较像的哈，但是它又减少了一些仪式，所以它整体来讲有点介于新教跟天主教之间。
Yeah, and they still have the people with the white pointy hats and things like that.
然后他们的那个主教还是戴着那个高帽子。
Okay. Now the third main group that I mentioned about is Christian cults. C-U-L-T-S.
C-U-L-T-S. Cults. 就异教啦。就是所谓的基督教的异教派。
I'll give you two examples of two main cults which are very...popular and they're growing very quickly because their people are very enthusiastic.
其实这个字的意思就是说是基督教的异端呐、啊。Tim 要讲两个很大的这个异端，因为他们现在的整个的成长非常快速。
Right, one is the Latter Day Saints, as you can see on the chart there. That's the Mormons.
第一个呢就是晚期圣徒。那这其实呢，这晚期圣徒是属于摩门教的。
And the other is the Jehovah's Witnesses.
第二个呢是耶和华的见证人。
Okay. Now from what I understand, both of these cults, they have their own version of the Bible. So they have the Old Testament and the New Testament. And then they have the extra books which they use in it.
基本上他们的圣经呢已经是改写过的了。 好，所以他们有旧约，有新约，那还有一本他们自己另外写的，但是这个都已经跟我们原来圣经是不一样的。
Yeah, and I tend to forget the details of both of these, and I get them mixed up because in some cases they're fairly similar, and I've never really wanted to take the time to learn too much about them, to be honest.
那 Tim 呢，他说他实在是不愿意花时间去研究他们，所以有的时候会把这两个教派之间的差异会有一点混淆。
But I do know that these churches, that we can call them churches, I guess, or these religions, they are very fast growing because part of their package or part of their salvation is that they have to get out and tell people about their religion. That's what helps them to be saved.
这两个教派之所以会成长这么的快，最大的一个原因呢，是因为他们在教派里面设计了一个状况，就是你要努力的传福音，你才会得救。
Yeah, and both of these cults, they began with people that had, they had visions or they had an appearance from an angel, just like Islam and a lot of other religions. There's this appearance of an angel giving them some instructions and giving them, and in the case of Jehovah's Witnesses, I think they were given some golden books or something like that from the angel.
To whom?
There was a man called, what's his name? Moroni? John Moroni? John Smith?
Is the
Mormons.
Mormons.
Okay.
The first moment.
Yeah. There's some, like some farmer in the United States.
这个因为他们整个教的状况就是那个摩门教的创始人呢，他就好像有点像那个伊斯兰教一样，他好像是从所谓的天使之父啊，他从天使那边得到了一些意象，然后才创了这个教的。
Yeah, it's the same thing that, you know, God has a new message for you, and Jesus Christ was going to come, but he's going to use you instead. A lot of cults actually begin like that.
他基本上呢，就是说呢，神有了新的计划要给人类，那耶稣基督是会来，但是他现在要改成用你来代替他。
Okay, we're going to have to close down the Zoom. Well, I'll give you just a 5-minute break, and then we'll open up again at 8:45.
我们先休息五分钟回来。